November. There is cautious optimism among some GOP political observers that Republicans could win control of the Senate in November. Network issues this morning have been plaguing thousands of cell phone customers all across the country and in Canada as well. There have been reports of some outages, even outages affecting crucial 911 services in some parts of the country. The opening bell just sounding this morning on Wall Street, and at the bell, stocks opening sharply higher, futures were higher all morning long. More details at srnnews.com.
As God calls us to serve Him, He calls us to study. Conservative Theological University provides studies on campus and online personalized distant education studies that lead to your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you're on board with us today. Before we get back to the issue at hand, let me invite you to participate in the support for Let's Face the Issues in the future. Our contract comes up for renewal in the next few weeks. We're going from about $48,000 a year to just under $72,000 a year. We have sustained this for almost 10 years, and partially because you, our listener, have participated in the support and underwriting the cost of this broadcast. Your generosity is recognized and appreciated. We're going to ask you if this is a blessing to you, informative to you, a challenge to you each and every day, to go to FCBC at, that's fcbcatjax.com, fcbcatjax.com. Go to the donate button and make your contribution to support this broadcast. We need your support if we're going to continue in the future with the new rate cost. We're looking forward to your participation and your generosity in doing so. And let me ask you to do this. Do not use your tithing money. A tithe goes to your local New Testament church. If you want to give a gift, a generous gift for the support of this broadcast, do so over and above the tithe that goes to the local New Testament church. And thank you in advance for your generosity in supporting Let's Face the Issues. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today lawlessness. Lawlessness pervades in our society, and it begins in the Oval Office with Joe Biden. Disregard for the Constitution, disregard for law, disregard for his responsibility to secure our borders and protect America from invaders, total disregard for anything that's called constitutionality or law. Joe Biden, the Oval Office, leads the way in the lawlessness in America. And in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, Matthew 24, and in the 12th verse, it says, because iniquity, that's lawlessness, shall prevail, shall abound, That means being rampant. The love of many shall wax cold. Ladies and gentlemen, lawlessness. How do you respond to it? What should we do? I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. Thank you for asking. To address your statement earlier there, Romans speaks of our Lord turning them over to a reprobate mind. 2 Thessalonians speaks about Jesus Christ himself restraining the lawlessness till the end of times. Revelation talks about the coming world order and its government. And it also declares in Revelation there's going to be those that are going to be saying, peace, peace, in opposition to those that are trying to be the watchman on the wall. For those there that may not like your image or your message there, they need to reflect within themselves. Are they crying peace, peace? I'd like to say about the coming world order and its government there that explicitly they are targeting Christian families and their values, because if you look at most Christian families and their values, they believe in God, they believe in nation, they believe in limited government, and they believe in liberty. These things are against the coming world government, because if you have individuals like that, they are not going to tolerate those conditions to live in. So all the garbage that they're pushing now with LGBT and binary and pronouns, it comes into this basis there. You flood a sovereign nation with compliant individuals, then you turn around and you tell those individuals who are citizens of that nation there that they need to respect gender, they need to respect equalities of gender and pronouns, and you take away masculinity from young men and you subvert the roles of young women, and you will breed and bring up a generation that's in that nation that were Christian, that were middle class, that are unable to defend themselves, and they'll be compliant to live in a pod, they'll be compliant to eat insects, and they'll think that they are the freest and most enlightened generation in the world. And you just have to look around and open your eyes. Don't be saying peace, peace.
Jim, you have identified it spot on. You have covered it in an exceptional way. We have about 13 million invaders that have crossed the southern border under the Biden administration with an open border policy. And out of those that have come in, they are not familiar with, do not know, have no recognition of our Bill of Rights. They have no recognition of a constitutional republic with a representative form of government. They're coming in just as the group of the Chinese that were interviewed by Fox News anchor. Why are you coming? To get the money, they said. To get the money. To get the money. They went right down the line, and each one had the same statement. We're here to get the money. And as a result of that, we can have a mindset through the Biden administration and or any other administration that's lawless, have a lawlessness mindset that says we're going to take your weapons, we're going to control by total censorship, and these invaders that are coming in will think nothing about it because that's what they're accustomed to in the nations of the lands that they're coming in from. They're coming to America with a handout. They're coming to, I don't know if you know, watched it, Jim, but there's in New York City alone, they're talking about, in fact, right now they're spending about $64 a day per person just for meals. They're talking about now giving each illegal invader, listen, they will give to each illegal invader a card, some type of bank card, that they will upload funds in it every 30 days. And will provide them $15,000 per year, $15,000 per year, just simply for coming in and illegally invading America. And they're providing them, well, it used to be, I'm familiar with the Roosevelt Hotel right there in New York, which was at one time a prestigious hotel, now is housing multitudes of the illegal invaders that are coming in at taxpayers' expense. We're watching today the total lawlessness. We're watching today those that are the taxpayers' money is paying for, coming in, giving them food, clothing, shelter, cell telephones, etc., etc. We're watching those beating police officers, laughing at the cameras, giving the finger to the cameras, beating the police officers, raping, robbing, pillaging, etc., and then skipping out. And the DAs in these blue cities are doing nothing for prosecution. That's lawlessness. So, Jim, the question is, you see that, I see that. We recognize that we're in the last days. And as Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 33:10, how should we then live? What should be the response for Christians? And now let me put a little parenthetical footnote on that. The Biden administration's using NGOs, non-government organizations, which is a, how would you say, kind of a little subtle signal that it's Christian religious organizations to disperse the money to provide food, clothing, and shelter and be reimbursed by the billions of dollars for those that are coming in. And because of that, multitudes of the, quote, Christian organizations today and denominations are saying, well, you need to take one of the illegals. They don't call them that. They call them immigrants. Take one in your home. Provide food, clothing, and shelter. Now some cities are saying that maybe you need to consider providing a room or a place to stay for these immigrants that are coming in, as they call them. So the question is, how should we then live? What should we do, Jim?
Well, the sovereignty of any nation is based upon security of its borders there. You have a culture that belongs to a nation and that nation's history. If you look at every nation across all of history there, when you dilute that nation, it does not let's just take, for example, whenever the Israelites were coming into the land of milk and honey and they crossed over into the Jordan there, God told them explicitly to push out those peoples because he knew if you allowed those peoples to integrate within that nation that they would lose their sovereignty and they would lose their special relationship with God, because the Moabite king, Balaam was his name there, he was able to subvert Israel by telling the Moabite king to send your women among them and basically corrupt them. So anytime that you infiltrate a society with a different culture there, you're lowering the standards of that society. And to be honest with you, President Trump said it, they're not sending their best. A lot of these countries are literally emptying out their prisons and their mental health institutions. Mm-hmm. And you see that every day by the crime that's being committed by these individuals that are coming across the border. When these NGOs or these Christian organizations are accepting this government money and they're fooling themselves into saying that we're doing this because this is the right thing to do, they've got it partially right, but they're not looking at the long range picture there. They're looking at their bottom line, and they're justifying their actions by saying this is what Jesus would do, but at the same time they're not looking at the long range picture of how it's going to hurt them in the long run, because these same individuals that they're taking in right now, if they feel that these individuals are going to be a contributor to the Catholic Church or to whatever church they're basically, a lot of them are on the dole. They're coming here for remittance. They take that money that the United States gives them and they send it back to their home country, or worse, they send it back to the coyotes and the organized crime syndicates that are sending them here as partial payment or payment for getting them here, and maybe they even have family, friends, or children that are still being held in lieu of that payment. So remittance going back to foreign countries is a huge issue as well. The Chinese, I don't think they're coming here for money. If you're Chinese and you're a Chinese national and you're here, you are being monitored by Chinese somewhere, somehow, some way. There's a vast network here that keeps tabs on all of that.
In fact, Jim, you touch on that, and I'm reminded that They have just admitted, I say admitted, recognized, or stated, whatever you want to call it, the Border Patrol agents, that we have some, I believe the number was 64,000 that have come in, that we know that are murderers, rapists, criminals with criminal backgrounds from the countries they're coming from, that's coming into the southern borders just in the past 60 days, I'm told, just in the past 60 days. And Jim, I'm looking at a headline, Americans demand border wall, says Biden pushing U.S. into civil war. The article reads in part, huge numbers of Americans are demanding that they want a border wall to protect the United States from the flood of illegal aliens that had come about because of Joe Biden's open borders. And they fault Biden for the problem, pointing out that they think he's pushing for a civil war with open borders in what he is doing. According to the survey, revealed that 60% of the respondents want us to finish the border wall that President Trump started. The poll found that nearly 6 in 10 want the border wall to be completed to protect American sovereignty. So, Jim, it is lawlessness that's bringing this about. It's lawlessness that's allowing this to take place. I'm looking at a headline, and I'll touch on this, get your thoughts, and then let you go. This headline says, credit card companies are green-lighting and tracking all gun purchases with a new code. The point is, this article says, American Express, Visa, MasterCard are working to put a merchant's code in place that will prevent firearms and ammo from being sold by way or purchased by way of a charge card. That's lawlessness. That's circumventing, infringing our Second Amendment rights, and Joe Biden is the instigator, the one that's pushing that to be done. So what should we do? If you go in to buy something with your charge card, good credit record, you've got a good card if you think you're going to use it to spend to buy a gun or ammo, and you're simply shut out, you can't do that. How far will that go, in your opinion, as we get closer and closer to the election?
They're hoping for anarchy prior to the election. I mean, what would be a greater way to shut down an election other than a martial law? As far as a credit card, one thing that we have right now, which is great, and it clearly states on the front of it there, this is good for all debts, public and private. Cash, my friend, cash. And if they ask you about your weapons there, my response is I had a tragic boat accident where I was ferrying all of my guns and weapons across the St. John's, and they were tragically lost in the middle somewhere. I don't know how that happened, but it did. I don't know what you're talking about. Cash, my friend, cash.
Yes. Jim, thank you so much for your comment. You're spot on.
Thank you, sir.
From a Christian standpoint, we need to keep looking up, lifting up our eyes, for our redemption draweth nigh, the scripture says. Thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, I have a biblical question here. Doesn't the Bible say that on the day of judgment, when you die, if you were good, you go to heaven? If you were not a good Christian, you go to hell. In other words, you'll be punished.
Mm-hmm.
You will be held accountable.
Yes.
Well, if that is the case, if God can judge you and punish you, when Trump takes over, he needs to hold accountable and punish, judge all the individuals, all the judges and politicians and the American people that were bad, they need to be punished. If we do not punish all of them, all, not just the top people, but everybody, then what's the use in winning the election? They will continue to do evil things, and we will continue to suffer. We need to judge and punish everybody involved in the destruction of the USA, which is happening every day. It gets worse and worse. I would never imagine that it would be so bad today, but tomorrow is going to be worse than yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, Derby, all I can say to your statement is amen, amen, and amen. I agree with you 1,000% that needs to be done. We need to recognize, do you realize, and some of our listeners may or may not, you may recall, when Donald Trump first went into office, the State Department alone had 4,100 Clintonites that were 100% against Donald Trump. If you take that and you spread it across all of the bureaucratic agencies under the guise of federal government, you find thousands upon thousands, yea, hundreds of thousands of those that are against anything that will be called constitutionality. And so I would agree with you. There needs to be a wholesale cleaning of house. And President Trump, when he goes back in, needs to start, in my opinion, with canceling the position of every district attorney across America. Cancel those positions. Replace them wholesale. Wholesale replacement. Because most of the DAs across America today have been bought and paid for by George Soros, and the design purpose is to bring about anarchy and to overthrow the constitutional republic called the United States of America. You find that with every DA that's now prosecuting Donald J. Trump. It is those DAs have been put into position by the funds of George Soros with that design purpose. He's sitting back laughing at what is taking place. So I'm in agreement with you.
So
we need to recognize that and pray that God will give him the tenacity, the backbone, and first of all, pray that even though the election will be, the Democrats will try to steal the election again, pray that there's enough votes above the stolen numbers that the Democrats will put in place that Donald J. Trump will be the president. Now, he's not the answer-all. He's not God. But I believe God can divinely intervene and use him once again to at least give us a little more time as a free nation.
Yes, but until then, until Trump is back in power, I blame the Supreme Court for doing nothing. I mean,
yes,
they could make rulings or say, no, that's unconstitutional, that cannot be. They're silent on everything. So this
well, it's because when Trump supposedly lost the election in 2020, some 63 or 67 cases were filed in the courts for the courts to hear the evidence of a stolen election. In every case, in 63 to 67, whatever it was, the courts would not hear any single case. And yet you hear the socialist, Marxist, communist Democrats saying that, well, the courts heard the cases, the courts ruled against Trump. The courts have not ruled against Trump. The courts refuse to hear the cases with evidence on hand.
And every day there is more evidence that the election was stolen. Even Newsmax is suggesting today, but Newsmax in November of 2020, after the election, they were against talking about a stolen election. Nobody supported Trump on his claims. Not even any of these so-called conservative groups and websites. I don't know of any. If you do, let me know. maybe InfoWars, they could have been supporting Trump. But most other websites that today are saying, oh, the election was stolen, they were silent. They were silent in November of 2020.
And they hiding were in the closet with fear.
1 and 22 and 23. Now they're beginning to speak out a little bit with fear.
Yes. It is my prayer, Derby, that God will divinely intervene as he did in 2016, put Trump back in office. And you're exactly right, and I commend you for that statement. There needs to be, and I don't call it retribution, there needs to be the setting things right by the prosecutorial power of a new DOJ that's going to make things right from the standpoint of all of those that have been part of the undermining, the tearing down, and destroying of the Constitution and the United States of America. I'm in agreement with that, I believe that's what needs to happen.
We need justice and punishment for the guilty ones, period.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
You're exactly right on it. Thank you for your call, Derby. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Got a few minutes left on the broadcast today. We invite your call as to what your thoughts are. We're looking at a lawless society today. What's the cause? What's the effect? Where is it going? What is your opinion of that? I'm looking at a headline that says, what are these guys doing here? U.S. General says, the Chinese are coming into America to kill us. America is under attack from China, according to the newest report this article reads. For example, authorities near Fresno, California, found a secret Chinese biological weapons lab containing pathogens like Ebola. Their mice were being genetically engineered to spread disease. China agents could gun down Americans, bomb power stations, attack military bases, start wildfires, poison reservoirs, and much, much more. This article states in the middle of it, is China seriously preparing to attack the United States of America? I believe we have James on the line. James, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood. Great show as usual, and I just can't thank you enough for standing for freedom and being courageous enough to tell this. So to answer your question, the politicians, most of them in D.C., are either blackmailed, bribed, or threatened or intimidated, which is, I think, why they're not standing up. But as you and I both agree, I think the government consists of self-government, family government, church government, federal government, which is AWOL, or state government. And what we've got now and what we're experiencing with just the plain simple truth of 11 million people coming over the border, anybody that says, well, that's okay. If even 1% of those people have ill intentions against America, and that could be a pretty fair guesstimate to those people with no vetting, have something against America, we're going to be in big trouble. So this is what I think is going to happen. After a lot of research and a lot of calls to a lot of people that are sharper than I am, I think there's an upcoming black swan event. And for those of the listeners out there that don't understand what a black swan event is, think of COVID-19 or think of 9/11. An event that happens that we cannot prevent and is a surprise kind of attack sort of thing. The dot-com bubble would be described as that as well. But here's what the Reader's Digest bullet points of what they're going to do. There's going to be, potentially, attacks against municipal water systems. There are going to be massive shutdowns. There are going to be potentially additional health scares and or health or welfare concerns that spread. And those sort of things, that fear, false evidence appearing real, can stir up a lot of things in the society. And then this is what my sources tell me. These people, this 11 million people, if just that 1% are a bad players, bad actors, as some of my friends say, and they go to municipal areas and set up little cells. Well, when the power goes out and the emergency broadcasting system is the only thing we've got, and you have bands of thugs and illegal aliens that have bad feelings against America, they do not like America for whatever reason, they're not here because they love it and they want a free, good lifestyle, they're going to basically rove, and they're going to create chaos. And I don't even want to mention the things that my sources told me they're going to do. Then what's going to happen is after about 3 days of just listening to emergency radio and no communications, no way to get outside other information, there'll be the government come to the rescue like a cavalry. And they're going to set out and pick up and say, this is what we're going to do, and basically re-education camps. And my sources say that they're going to be prepared to eliminate 25 million, if that's what's necessary.
Jim, you're exactly right. Our time has elapsed today, but let me read this headline and then we'll close. There could already be a cell in the U.S. planning the next terrorist attack. Former border commissioner said weak U.S. border security combined with America's support for Israel could trigger a new wave of domestic terror activities in America. James, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, keep on looking up, keep on praying, keep on planning, keep on participating. Don't cower into the corner. Don't hide under the bed. Let our voices be heard. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located